Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
And then the Monkees were awesome too, but they're, I don't know if I could say this on here, but they're a little cunty. The Monkees are kind of mean. Yeah, they suck. And they were cool. For some reason, I walked up. I don't think you're necessarily supposed to feed them, but I didn't know that I had a coconut. And I walked off the boat just to like, oh, cool. And they all just sprinted, like swarmed up. And like, this is right when I got off the boat. And they just like jumped on me. They grabbed my shorts. And I was like, I guess I'm feeding the Monkees.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode number 173 of the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. And we want to welcome in a guy we haven't talked to in several months. He has literally been gallivanting about the globe. He is the one and only Tyler Glasnow of your Tampa Bay Rays.
Howdy.
Welcome back stateside. Hello.
I know. It's been a long time. How are you?
No. I've missed you.
I know. It's been a long, long time. I miss doing these. These are fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so when did you get back? The last thing I saw was you posting about Thailand, and I think we're going to spend like 98% of the episode on that. But when did you get back, and when did you go, and how long were you gone?
I don't even remember when I got back. Like a week ago, I think. It was 2 weeks. I went to Istanbul first, Turkey, for 3 days, and then a Thailand for 11.
And?
It was tight. I enjoyed it. I went a few years ago, and did like North Islands, kind of like Koh Samui and Koh Tao, and then it's by like Chiang Mai, and then you fly into Bangkok, and then we went Bangkok to Phuket to Koh. It's not called Koh Phi-Phi, it's called Koh Phi-Phi, but I feel weird saying it. So, and then to Chiang Mai again, and then Bangkok, and then back home.
I have never been to that part of the world. For those of us that haven't, explain to us what it is.
In what, Thailand?
Yeah, in wherever you stopped. I mean,
okay, so Istanbul. And Turkey is like on the European side of that, like the Bosphorus separates. It's like Asia and Europe, I think. I'm probably fucking this up. I'm not good at geography or anything either. But yeah, Thailand's in Asia, and it's a cool, I don't know how else to say, I don't know. It's like really awesome islands, and it's like super cheap, and everyone's extremely nice, and the food is phenomenal. And it's like, and you'll get like a really nice meal, like really good tasting meal for like $2 for like 100 baht or like 70 baht, which is like, 100 baht is $3 essentially, and just everything there is extremely cheap, and it's awesome. And again, the best thing about it is how nice everyone is. It's like a Buddhist, like everyone there is Buddhist. There's a lot of different religions, but I think because everyone's Buddhist, there's like they all are very like aware of karma. So like I think if you're in the U.S. and you're driving and like someone cuts you off, you're like, fuck you. But there it's like, no, karma. But like everyone just like stops and thinks it's weird. Like especially when you're traveling a lot, like sometimes when the days get long, like flying, I kind of get into that, like what I feel like I get, I don't know, like I want to throw a little temper tantrum because I'm like cranky, and then but everyone around you is in such a good mood that you're just like, I can't be a dick. Like it just makes you be like not react so much to like being frustrated. That was my favorite part about it. Anyway,
did you stay in just a regular hotel?
We're staying in a bunch of hotels. Like, I don't like planning a vacation out like day by day. Like, I guess if there's a couple activities you want to do, you schedule them. But hotel wise, we went like, so when we first got to Turkey, we stayed at this one like palace, and it was just like super historic and like awesome. But it's not really what me and Megan were like trying to do. And it was just like this really nice, like marble. It's like a lot of rich history, but we were just like, all right, whatever. So we checked out of that the first night, and then we went like downtown and stayed there for a night. And we were there for two more nights. And then when we got into Thailand, we had the first night booked. And then we were like, do you want to go somewhere else? And then you go, yeah. And then like, let's go check out this side of Phuket. It's like a 30-minute drive. And then you stay there for 2 days. And then you go to Koh Phi Phi. And then you just see a bunch of different hotels. You don't maybe get like all of the options because it was high season there. But there's enough hotels to where you can stay at like awesome places last minute. So,
I saw you with several animals on your trip.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was fun. I think that's the best part about Thailand too. It's just there's so many animals everywhere. Like we went to that elephant thing, and that was in some dude's backyard. He's like, "Yeah, I just bought a bunch of elephants." Like, it's just like a sanctuary, and like they're getting rid of all the like forest land, so it's like hard for them to. It's like dying, I guess. It's just like tough for elephants to be elephants. So they like have this, it's like a sanctuary, and they had a bunch of elephants, and then COVID like ruined it. And they had a baby a couple weeks ago, but it got like herpes, if I'm not mistaken. And apparently
okay,
that, like,
hold on.
I swear. It's, I don't know if it's like, sexually second. Transmitted. We've, I swear.
We've or hit the point of the show where we're talking about elephant herpes.
So I know I'm probably saying that wrong, but I swear he said herpes because I had the same reaction you did inside. I was like, interesting. And then, so I guess the adults can't get it, but the babies can. And so there was a baby and then it wasn't there. So it was a little somber, I think, some of the people there, because they like love those things so much. But there was just those two and like a relatively small area. And it was just cool. Like elephants are like, have so much personality too. And they're like smart. And they like, we'd feed them. And then we would go back to where the food was and then get it. And then like come around a different corner. And then they would like grab you by the hand and like pull you to the food and be like, go get more. Like it was crazy. So that was super fun. And then the monkeys were awesome too, but they're, I don't know if I could say this on here, but they're a little cunty. The monkeys are kind of mean. Like, yeah, they suck. And they were cool. For some reason I walked up, I don't think you're necessarily supposed to feed them, but I didn't know that I had a coconut. And I walked off the boat just to like, oh, cool. And they all just sprinted, like swarmed up. And like, this is right when I got off the boat and they just like jumped on me. They grabbed my shorts and I was like, I guess I'm feeding the monkeys. Like it was crazy. And then apparently too, they were like, don't let them get close to you. Cause you could get like, what's the thing? If they bite you, you can get tetanus.
Yeah.
It's like, and all locals like, don't get close to him. And I didn't even have a choice. Like, I guess here it seems a bit like I'm kind of asking for it. But like, when I walked up, I had no choice. And I think once they started, I was like, all right, this is how it's going to go today. Like, because they just kept following me around because they thought I had food. And I did have food. And then, so yeah, none of us got tetanus though, which is cool. And Megan was just like laying on the ground and they were like scratching her hair. And I was like, Megan, like, come on. Like, she's just like fearless, but we're fine. So that's good. No one has tetanus. That I know of.
I think we have to break down the monkey business
okay.
piece by piece. So hold on here a second. So you brought with you the coconuts off the boat?
Like, so we took that long boat behind it. So we took that from our hotel and we were on like a remote part of Phi Phi or Koh Phi Phi. I still can't say it. I don't like it. So it's like when you go into Koh Phi Phi, most of the hotels are here, but we got one. You had to take like a 20-minute private boat ride around to the other side. It was like in its own little exclusive area and it had its own little town as well. And so we had to take a boat from there to all the different little islands. So that one took, so I brought some coconuts on there and then just to have like while we were on the boat. And then
so the the monkeys come and charge you.
Yeah.
They're trying to pull down your shorts because they think that there's a banana in there.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe. Possibly. There was a lot of aggression there. They seemed it was either that or something. They were definitely in search for food. But yeah, they just went up and like took it and like got all aggressive. But I think too, it was kind of weird because they're a lot smarter than you think. Like you could be like, stop, and they'd be like, all right, I get it. And like some of them just wanted to be like devious and like fuck with you. And then some of them were just like very, if you kind of, it was like a dog almost, like stop it. They'll just be like, all right, like fine. And they'll just like sit there. And then if you like sit down and like kind of match the energy, like calm down, they're like, all right. And then they'll just like sit there. It was really insane. And they were smart too. Cause I would have like a full orange or whatever I had like tangerines as well. And I would like hide it. So I like piece by piece. And then I would, when it was done, I had like pretended like I didn't have it anymore. And they were just like, I'm not an idiot. Like they weren't like clawing at my hand. They were like, I know you don't have food. They're not, they're just like really intelligent. It was super weird. So you couldn't really fool them or like do the whole like throw it thing because they just look at you like, what? Like, I know what's going on here. So that was the most important. Yeah.
I thought that monkeys could rip your face off, that they're strong enough to like do crazy
shit. Yeah, not those
ones.
Those ones are tiny, but like, I'm sure like orangutans or like gorillas or any sort, even baboons too are small, but they're super strong. But these ones are tiny. These are like very small. And okay. I'm glad they didn't rip my face off.
So I imagine you pet the elephant and everything. I want to go back to the elephants here.
Yeah, you like bathe them. It was actually a kind of hard work. It was like in 30 minutes of like, and I was tall. We did that for a long time. They were like really dirty in the beginning. And so you just like scrape them with the stuff. Their skin's like super leathery. And there's like a waterfall shower thing going on. And then you go, so we fed them and then you do that. And then you go into like an actual like pool of water and they like submerge themselves. And then they like play and do stuff in the water. It was like a total of like two hours, I think.
Was it amazing?
It was awesome. It was super fun. It was like, I like vacations like that where you're like popping around doing a lot of stuff. Like, it's cool to just like, we had moments too where we just like chilled at the hotel, but for the most part, we were always like on the move. So it was awesome. It was really fun.
Okay. Do you, like, I know you're such an active guy. Did you hike? I can't imagine you hit a weight room. I mean,
no, I did my normal off-season workout the whole time. I brought weighted balls. I did like the whole thing. I threw.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's the best part about like traveling. I think if I were to go and like not do my stuff, I wouldn't have fun. I would just be a little stressed out, like thinking I'm not like staying with it. But I made sure like all the hotels we stayed at had gyms. And so we would just wake up in the morning, and Megan's like super addicted to working out too. So it's like super easy. Like, we both were like, if we work out in the morning too, it just makes your whole day like better. So we would just wake up in the morning and then work out. And then I would find a structural wall that I could throw my weighted balls against, and then we would go do our stuff. And the time change was so different. Like, when we first got in to Istanbul, we were waking up at like 4:30, so we were just like, all right, what if we just go work out and then wait just for stuff to open? And then as we got adjusted, we just like kept doing that.
Did you have a chance to explain to anybody what you do for a living?
No, I try to avoid it, and they don't care either. That's why it's cool going to Thailand. Like, I remember walking around with like a baseball gun. They're just like, I don't get it. And like, especially walking around different cities and stuff. And I have a friend who lives in Chiang Mai and stuff. And like, no one asked, and like, no one really. Yeah, some of them were like, "What do you do?" And I said, "I play baseball." And they were like, "Okay." Like, no one gets that it's like a thing, because it's like in Thailand, there's no baseball. So like, oh, it's basically being like, if I went somewhere and someone was like, "Oh yeah, I play like I Quidditch," or like, or not Quidditch, like cricket, I'd be like, "Oh, that's cool." But it's like, I don't know. I'm like, I just leave it at that. Like, I don't have any questions.
Are you a giant over there?
Yeah, I was pretty large compared to most people. Yeah. And the more like away you get from downtown cities, like the outskirts of towns in Thailand, they're like, that's when you start getting like that's weird. Like, kind of the strange looks, but for the most part, everyone was just like, no, it's normal.
Any interesting travel stories?
I don't know. As far as what? Just like something that stands out? No, I don't know. It was more just, I guess not stories, but like how different like Turkey was pretty insane. Like, culturally, like day-to-day stuff is just so much, it was just different. It's just like, it's like a 95% Muslim country too. So it's like obviously different from the United States. And just like seeing that was awesome. And like how everyone's like very, I don't know, people just like wake up and then like fish and like they get their own stuff. And like, it's clearly like, because it's kind of touristy, because it's by the Bosphorus, like there's like the locals have their own type of city and they operate under their own, like they have all their own prices, and like tourists have their own prices. And it's just like all the wages, especially places you go, like no one makes any money, but it's also very cheap to live and very cheap to eat. So everyone's just kind of like, it seems, especially in Thailand, everyone's just on the same page. Like, you like work, but no one's really like hustling and like, not hustling and bustling, but it's not about like making a bunch of money. Everyone just like, yeah, I do this. I make a livable amount of money, and then I hang out with my friends. So everyone just like, it's kind of awesome. It is really, really cool.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
What is next on your passport? How would you like to fill it?
I don't know. I want to go. I think I'll go to Tokyo next year. I want to go anyway. My agent has like, he's been a couple times because he has some clients or like some players out there. And then Ted, actually my brother Ted and his wife,
Carly,
we're in Tokyo when I was in Thailand. So we were trying to like orchestrate it to where we'd all see each other, but it ended up just not working out. Like, we were leaving as they were showing up, but they were in Tokyo for like a week while I was in Thailand, and they said it was awesome. And so I want to go to Tokyo probably next, maybe. Japan would be sick.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Got a lot of family that's been to the Far East. I have not yet.
Yeah, I want to
come. Point. Hey, I know that it's the middle of January, but have you checked the calendar? Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So are you going to get your flowers? Are you going to get those dinner reservations? Are you going away for the weekend? And most importantly, what are you doing at the end of the evening? Because some people say Valentine's Day is the sexiest day of the year. But are you ready? Are you Roman ready for sex? because a strong sex life can deepen your feelings of intimacy with your partner and lead to increased happiness. So when it is go time, and I'm telling you guys, when it is go time, you want to be ready. Roman addresses a variety of sexual health needs for men out there. In fact, Roman offers genuine medication that helps achieve and maintain a strong erection. Roman also offers discreet wipes that help you last not one, not two, not three, but four times longer in bed. Treating low testosterone can help you revive your sex drive, and Roman has testosterone testing and treatment for all out there. And here's the best deal yet with Roman. Everything is done online. There's no waiting rooms. You don't have to go to a doctor. Hey, Chris, are you around? I'd be sitting there going, I don't want to deal with this. Instead, it's all done online. Roman sends everything right to your door with free shipping in discreet packaging. So to get ready, and I'm talking Roman ready, for better sex this Valentine's Day, go to ro.co/johnboy. You're going to get 20% off your entire first order. Do it by February 8th for guaranteed shipping in time for the big day. That is ro.co/johnboy. Enjoy. Did your mom tell you that I wished her a happy birthday?
No, she didn't tell me. On what? Yeah. Like a...
I texted her.
Oh, nice. No, yeah. She didn't mention it. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll have to say. Or maybe she did. Maybe we were on the phone and I was like driving.
It's okay. It's not that big a deal. Okay. Girl, I'm not hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not hurt. It's okay.
That's good. Maybe next year she'll remember.
All I care is that she had a lovely birthday.
I think she had a great time.
Good. So were you here for Christmas?
No, I was in Istanbul for Christmas.
Okay. What did you exchange gifts? Did you get any gifts? Did you give any gifts? Nothing.
No,
nothing.
No. We like our family too is like pretty big. And like, I think we always too before would be like, how about this Christmas? We don't give each other gifts. Cause we're not like a gift giving. Like we always would obviously growing up, but like my mom's a great gift giver, but she's the only one in the family that like maybe enjoys doing it. But like, I think the biggest gift for our family is like, let's not do that. Like last year we did, but then this year we were all traveling. So I was like, no, it's just not. And there was some stuff. Yeah, no, not really.
Okay.
Yeah. Small.
Yeah, I'm a big gift giver, right? Especially when you're dad, you get two sons that are 22 and 17 and you have nieces and grandnieces and all sorts of stuff that you need to take care of. I will say I did get a great gift this year that I will show off. I put them on my Instagram, but I'll show them to you.
Okay.
I got a pair of custom Jordans.
Oh, sick.
With the Rose Rotation.
Oh, nice, nice.
Baseball Today. There's me.
Nice.
I'll give you one guess who got these for me.
Oh, I was just about to ask you. I'm not going to say a family member because it's got all the Rose stuff. I'm going to say Jake.
Producer Rob.
Oh, wow. Good for you. That's nice. What a
Robbie,
good producer. That's
come on, pop on.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's what really do you cool. get the guy that like has everything, you know? You got to get him something custom, something cool.
Yeah,
he's getting into Jordans. I figured why not? It's awesome.
That's the move. That's cool. It's like got the custom thing to it too. It's like there's some thought that goes into it.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm such a terrible gift giver. So that's a nice like.
And I'm usually so behind too. So it was like October I thought of it. And then I just like hit up the guy. I was like, I'm doing this, donezo, you know, getting locked in. And
that's
then
cool.
it was still late. I still didn't get it before Christmas.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's a rough time. There's so many people trying to get custom shoes. Who'd you do it through? Was it like the custom kick or whatever?
What's the name? We got this kid here, Anthony DeLucia, I believe his name
Oh, I
is.
Think I've seen. I think I've seen some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's done nice. Like judges cleats once in a while or something like that, and
cool.
he did some custom stuff for John Boy for some of our guys here. So,
if we had to get you custom cleats, what size shoe would we have to get?
Ooh. For me?
Yeah.
Size 16. Bam! Look at that. What a memory.
Look at that.
Nice.
16.
Yeah. Large.
Yeah.
Very large.
Well, I've got. My oldest son has a size 15, so I understand it's
nice. He probably wears the same, like some companies 15 is like 16, and then some companies 16 is like 15. It's like a
you know what he
after
doesn't
13,
do?
They just stop trying that hard. But
he doesn't throw 100.
He could. You don't know, he's young.
He's 22. He ain't getting to 100 unless you time his two pitches together. Then we can. Then it's 100.
Double the size of mine.
There you go.
Nice. You're size 8.
Eight and a half. Yep.
All right, Robbie, we got to say goodbye to you. We can't take that anymore.
Well, I wish I had smaller feet, though. I could actually wear those shoes. Like, that's the thing. I don't have any, like, shoe game because I don't have shoes that fit me. There's a very limited, like, selection you can go for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice? We're at a time, we're taping this on a Friday, and I see all these arbitration numbers coming out with people that are agreeing to deal. How nice is it that you don't have to deal with that shit?
Yeah, it's just good to probably not have to, like, be by your phone at all times. Like, not having to, like, always be there for a call. It was kind of exciting, honestly, when it did go down, because I never had to go to actual arbitration. And then, like, there's something exciting about, like, the back and forth and, like, seeing how my agent works and then seeing there. And I also did it with the Rays, who's, like, probably the most, like, wholesome group to do it with. Like, they're very, like, straightforward, and there's not a bunch of, like, I don't know. There's not, like, they're pretty notorious for maybe not going to arbitration cases. I think I've only, on the years I've been here, I think it's been, like, one or two, or maybe three.
Yeah, it's very low. These days.
So, yeah. And I don't know how those cases go, but it was never too stressful. But I'm sure on other teams it could be.
You know, it was weird. I saw your name again in trade rumors in the offseason. Did you even see
that? Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to happen. I talked to Eric too before, like, the deal and stuff. I feel like this year was pretty certain I wasn't going to get traded. I don't know about, like, other years, but we'll see. I saw some stuff, but I think that's inevitable. I think, like, it's just for, like, the Twitter sphere to talk about, and just, like, it's just entertaining. And it's like hypothetical trades, and then it's like people calling, and I think that's probably standard. I think it's nice that if people are calling, it's like, cool, some people like me, I guess I'm good.
Yeah, well, we know that. But now I looked at your rotation, and I think we had put it out from our Talkin' Yanks handle. They're going through the rotations of all the teams in the AL East that the Yankees will have to compete with. And yours was up there, and I was like, that's a pretty good rotation.
Very. I think it's probably one of the best ones we've had since I've been here, for sure. Like, that, even to people that, like, I feel like people, because I guess the Tampa market, but, like, Raz and Springs especially. I feel like not a lot of people talk about Springs, but if you go look at his numbers.
He's really,
like,
good.
God, he's so good. He's really, really good. And he was our number three starter in the playoffs. Like, he was going to throw that third game in the wild.
Yes, he was.
So, he's, when I watch him pitch, I'm like, he's progressed, like, an insane amount. And he was always good in the bullpen, but when he started to be a starter and, like, get in that routine, I've been, like, very impressed with him.
So you guys have said goodbye to several dudes who have been, you know, big time in your clubhouse, right? Kiermaier, we knew that he probably wasn't coming back. He's up in Toronto, so you'll see him 13 times a year.
I know.
G-Man Choi is gone.
Yeah.
Mike Zunino is gone.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle all that stuff? Did you reach out to him? Do you say goodbye? Or is you just, I'll see you next summer when we play you?
They'll talk. And, like, I've texted KK, texted Z, texted G-Man, like, talked to him about Pittsburgh and stuff. Yeah, you keep up with people. And, like, I knew when Zunino was, like, talking to other teams, kind of asking him, like, where are you going to go if there's potential to come back to the Rays? Because I wanted that, like, he's a very good catcher, and he's very awesome to throw to as well. Like, he's like a very comfortable target because he's, like, ginormous. So, like, that, for me personally, I love throwing him, and he's just great at being a catcher and cares a lot and commands games well. So, like, I stayed in touch with everyone. And then I'm sure as season goes on, like, you don't talk as much when season starts, but it's just good to see that everyone has, like, jobs. I guess that's a way to, it sucks when they're not on your team anymore, when you get, like, familiar, but I think when you play baseball, and, like, I guess for the Rays as well, like, you kind of, I've been, like, conditioned to, like, not to not be emotionally attached, but it's like someone I like is probably getting traded. So, like, you know, it's going to happen. You always, like, with the phones and stuff now, like, you can stay in touch with whoever, and, like, you're going to see them in season, and, like, at least they have a job, you know. If, like, all of them got, like, released, it'd be like, ugh, but they're all still playing and getting paid money to play a game. So,
How much did you pay attention, or how much have you paid attention to free agency and what's gone on with, whether it was Judge at the time or most recently Correa or Trey Turner moving from one coast to another, or Xander Bogaerts doing this? Like, do you have an interest in any of that?
Yeah, I think, like, an average amount, like, not enough to, like, do any research, but, like, when I feel things, when I see the news, like, when I see people sign stuff, I think too, just for the state of baseball, like, it's good seeing like the amount of free agents that are signing, and like the numbers are high. So I guess it's good, like shows the trajectory of baseball, and like it's good when people sign, because a few years ago, like there was that shortage and like not a lot of free agents were signing, and it was all this like, I think in like 2016 or 15 and stuff like that. So it's just nice to see the market move, and like it helps when the free agents are like really, really good. But I was definitely involved, like when I saw, I think it's inevitable too, when you go on your phone and like the stuff you interact with is like some baseball stuff. So that's like all that stuff pops up and I see it. But I don't know if I don't really like track it or follow it, but like if it is on my phone, I see it and I'm like, oh, nice.
For those 7 minutes that we thought Aaron Judge was a San Francisco Giant.
That was, I saw that too. That was funny. I'm not going to lie, I saw that tweet and it's not a big deal, but like I felt like bad for him. Like just that, how many people talk shit on just the typo? Like, do you think he sent that tweet? Heyman, right? It was Heyman.
Yeah.
Do you think he sends a tweet and then like that happens? And like, do you think how like you go to bed at night and you're like, fuck, like you just get that like overwhelming like cloud of anxiety? Do you think, I bet that was pretty gnarly for him. That has to be.
Yes.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that one's gonna live for a while, Aaron Judge. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. I mean, I see it everywhere still. So like that's yeah. I guess too, in the grand scheme of things, really not a big deal. So it's not like, yeah. But it's just, it's very funny. It was just like the wrong information too. I think that's just,
that's kind of the bigger deal. That's kind of, because if it had said Aaron, Andre, or Aaron, the whole thing that people will remember is that for 7 minutes, he was a San Francisco Giant.
Yeah.
At that point where you're like, that's good.
Yeah.
Or, I know that you've competed against him since the minor leagues and you guys have a nice battle going, but
yeah.
Did you have a feeling either way where you're like, wow, that's exciting, he's going to be gone? Or were you like, oh, okay, he's still a Yankee?
I think it's more about like, I guess the competition stuff. I assumed he was going to go to San Francisco. And I don't know why. I don't have any insider information, but he's like from there. Hot, kind of hard playing for the Yankees that long, especially at the end of the year when they booed him at home. It was like, ugh. Like this guy just hit 70, however, what was it, 73 homers?
62.
What did I say? 73. Oh, yeah, 62. That was the other record. 62 yeah. Homers, and he gets like booed in the. That was weird. I was at the game and I was like, that's a strange thing to do in New York. But I guess it's just like the standard there. But he handles it extremely well. And I think it's hard to turn that down. But I thought for sure it would be like he'd go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. The NFL playoff action continues, and we're one step closer to Super Bowl 57. And for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot and even bigger payout with DraftKings SGPs or stepped up same game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. It just makes sense. The wild card round was awesome. I loved it. I took touchdown parlays on each team, so that way whoever wins, it doesn't matter. I win too because they both guys scored. It was great. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code ROSE. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets if instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code ROSE. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Now back to the show.
I want to ask you something. You're always honest, and our viewers and our listeners really appreciate that. You know Trevor Bauer, I imagine, a little bit at least from growing up in the same area, correct?
Yeah, I had more interactions with him probably after high school because he was a junior when I was a freshman and he graduated his junior year. So I never really got to talk to him in high school.
I don't think we need to get into the particulars here because, you know, first of all, let's put this out there. He was never charged with anything.
Mm-hmm.
There are still several lawsuits pending from his angle in terms of defamation cases and things of that nature. But we know that there is a lot surrounding him. If your team is interested in bringing a guy like him in, does management owe it to players to talk to you guys about your concerns or your openness or anything else? Or is it employee, employer, and that's it?
I think, like, I guess it would be nice. I think at the end of the day, like, the guy, like, the owner slash management of the team can do whatever they want. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Maybe they can talk, but I think that there's a theme in baseball that we're like, I think it's happened time and time again of like, I don't know. I don't think that, like, I would expect it. If someone say, like, I was on, like, they signed him, I wouldn't expect them to call players and ask, like, what do you think? What do you that? Maybe like some texts or something before, but not maybe like this huge formal thing. I think people have their, like, calculations of his value and this and that. And, like, it's kind of up to management as well. And I think you're always going to, if you bring that into question, if you start to ask players and you ask all 25 players, you're going to get 13 different answers, 12 different answers. Like, it just adds more confusion. It's where, like, and I think certain people will probably avoid even giving an opinion on it. Like, you're going to have some people that want it, some people that don't. I don't know. It depends on how calculated the team is off of, like, how big is it PR-wise? How big is it? The guy's a really good pitcher. Like, I think it's about, like, jumbling that all together. And I don't know, really. Like, I didn't follow that very, like, closely. Like, I saw a little stuff here, a little stuff there. And the only way I judge Trevor was from, like, my interactions with him. And I've always had fine interactions with him. Like, I think as far as pitching goes, he's very smart, you know? Like, I think he does that stuff, all the content stuff online. And, like, I've only talked to him, like, a handful of times, but every time I've had conversations with him, I've been like, he's nice. Like,
I get it. And I respect that you haven't kind of done a deep dive into what has happened. Let me ask you this. And once again, we're using Trevor Bauer as the jumping off point for it more than anything. Mm-hmm. Can you be teammates with people you don't like and respect? And once again, I am not saying that people don't like Trevor Bauer. There might be some people that do like him, some people that don't like him, some people that respect him, some people that don't. I'm asking you, can you be teammates? Is it possible? Because us as fans, I think we have a hard time putting ourselves in your shoes.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think that's an issue too. You think of other sports as well too, like you're not going to get along with every single person that you play with, but I think there has to be a mutual respect. Like, there just has to be like, okay, maybe I don't like you, but if we're both here together and, like, we are trying to, like, achieve a common goal, like, if what you're doing is taking away from the team and, like, fucking up the chemistry, then that's one thing. But if I don't like you, but you're out here grinding, trying to, like, win baseball games, I could give two shits if I like you. Like, I don't love every single person I've ever played with, but, like, the team is big enough and the atmosphere is big enough to where you both just kind of give your, like, a head nod. Like, let's not screw this up for anyone else. Like, maybe we don't like each other, but, like, let's try to win. That's the ultimate goal. Like, it's not the point of baseball isn't to like make a bunch of friends. It's nice, but, like, you're ultimately doing it to win 100 or to win as many games as you can to put yourself in a position to win in the playoffs. Like, I think, I don't know, it's gotten away from that a little bit, probably for good and for bad. But I think if this was, like, I really think if this was 10 years ago, I think that he'd have, like, 10 offers, honestly. Like, if I'm being honest, I think it's, like, within the times things have changed. But in that situation, like, he's a good pitcher. And I guess it's not, like, technically about that question, but your question meaning, like, yeah, I think that happens a lot. There's a lot of teams now where people don't like each other. Like, I'm sure players hate each other, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you're a professional, and that's what it is. Like, you probably don't, maybe it's different now, but I'm sure the jobs you've had, you've probably hated some of your coworkers, but you just carry on. Like, you don't let those people affect the way you do your business. They do their business, and then you do what you got to do.
Yeah. I suppose the big difference is that most of us in our line of work do not travel as extensively and are around, you guys are around each other every day.
Right.
From February on, almost. Yeah. There are brief respites. And yeah, I mean, your home games are like our 9-to-5 jobs. It's just you're skewed a little bit. You show up at 1, you go home at 10 or whatever it
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the road, it's different. It's just totally different. And,
yeah. True. Yeah. But I also think, like, on the road, you're kind of away from each other more in a sense. Like, you take a later bus to the field. And then you're at the field and, like, you're also doing, like, you're, I guess for a pitcher, especially, like, I'm not around. It's like, if you're a position player or whatever, you're around your group, you do your early work, you go out, you do your BP, you do everything, like, amongst one another. So it's probably a bit more around most people. But, like, I think as a pitcher, like, especially a starter, like, I go into the field and I have my stuff mapped out to where, like, it's individual, you know? And then you're out there for Shag, you're out there for the game, you're out there for this. But like, I think the clubhouses are big enough and it's a big enough space. And like, there's so many other things that you could be like focusing on, like pre-game wise, to where like, if you really don't want to be around someone, like it's pretty easy. Unless it's like, I don't know what infielders, like how their day is constructed, but at the same time, you're just taking, like, if it's two third basemen, like you're around each other for what, 30 minutes? Like, I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. We'll close it up. I appreciate it. One last thing before we let you go and go back to hanging out with elephants and monkeys or whatever you've brought home with you. Did anybody ask you to pitch for Team USA?
I talked to DeRosa in the airport when I was in AAA, like when I was coming up for rehab starts, and I was in Gwinnett, and I was flying back to Indy, or I don't even remember. I was flying so many flights.
Went through Atlanta?
Through Atlanta. So we were in Gwinnett, and I was walking through the airport, and I like looked around, and I like looked back, and I saw him, and I gave him like a goofy smile, and then he saw me up towards the security line and just mentioned like, oh, TMU. So I don't know if it was like small talk or like an offer. But I was like coming off of Tommy John. I was like, probably not. And I asked too, like I asked Eric, I was like, just hypothetically, like, what do you think? And he was more like, I kind of like would rather you not. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I would do it either. Just from like the amount of innings I have thrown and like having that injury be such a thing for so long.
Yeah.
To where now that it's fixed, it's like, maybe I'll do it the next time around. But I think within the inning limit as well, like I'd rather, you got to save those innings for the season.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I imagine the D row is probably like, Tyler, we're going to have a great team. It would be awesome. That's probably
Kind of close. It was a little bit more fast paced, more small talky, but I really like deep down would love to, if I didn't have to worry about my arm and worry about the inning limit and stuff, like that's such a no brainer. I want to do that so bad. That looks very fun.
It is. I tell you this, I love it as a fan. It was great having the finals out here in LA the last time. This place was buzzing.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I bet. What are the ratings like with that? Like, how many people watch that? Well, I feel like each year it's growing by a lot.
I think this year, now that it's going to be on Fox and Fox Sports 1, I bet you the ratings will be pretty decent.
And
I really do.
The teams are stacked. So many people. Is that how it is every year? I don't remember. Like, this year, it's like, U.S. and Dominican especially, it's so many players. It's like all of the best players are in the league.
I know. We were going to have Trout and Harper on that team, too, if Harper hadn't had surgery.
Oh, yeah. He's not. Oh, yeah. That sucks. And that's another thing, too, I see online that gives me like a – like, it's really cool when people agree to play and you see it. It like gives you a little like, oh, like, wow. Because I like the Dominican team right now is just stacked. And the American team
is
nasty, too. So it's like there is that like – competition aspect. And it's funny too, because like we're all teammates, but it's like, yeah, at the end of the day, it's like I don't want the USA to win.
Hey, I've said for years that the Major League Baseball All-Star game should be America versus the world.
Yeah,
I think that
would
be awesome.
I think we'd get absolutely boat raced. Like, that's U.S. really? Versus the world. Yeah, dude, half the league is Dominican, and then you got Venezuela, and then you got Puerto Rico, and then you have whatever.
Shohei.
Yeah, exactly. Japan, and you have all these other, like, we would get boat race. Like, I just think, what is the ratio? Do we have the data on that? Of like how many?
I believe last year, a third of the league was Latin American.
A third, really?
Dominican,
more
Venezuelan. No, I think it was a third.
Really?
I think.
Okay.
But it might be more. It might be closer to 40% now.
Yeah, maybe. Or just including everyone internationally. But there's not that many, like, Japanese, Korean, like...
Right, there's not that
players.
Many.
Yeah.
No. Throw in a couple of Aussies.
Oh, yeah, true. I think that would be... I guess that makes sense, then. That's cool. I just think because the 30% of the Dominicans are just, like... Maybe because it's not so localized, like, the talent that comes from there, it's, like, a very top cream 30%.
Robbie Scirocco, Shoemaker Robbie, says 28% last year. Surprise.
Wow, that's not that much. Maybe your idea is a good idea then. Why does it seem like the Dominican team is just like every good?
Because they're so good.
Yeah, and I'm sure too, it's like they're all from the Dominican. It's like maybe like they can recruit easier and just like, let's just win this whole thing. Who won it last year? U.S. or not last year, when it happened last time? USA, right?
Yeah, the USA won out here. Yeah, it was really cool.
That was cool.
That was fun.
Nice.
All right, when do you head to camp?
I don't know. When do I head to camp? I think it's like the 15th or 16th. I think our first game or the first. No, we're a week early, though. I think it's the 16th. I'm living with McClanahan, though. So.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to have, I think it's like 2.5, 3 weeks. And then back in St. Pete, because we can't go to Port Charlotte. So we only, it's at Orlando for 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. And then we're back in St. Pete. I think it'd be earlier, too, but we have like a gymnastics thing on the St. Pete.
Oh.
On the field.
Do you get to compete?
No, I wish. That's
God, you'd be great. You know where you'd be great? On the ring. Oh, no, you're probably too long.
No, I'd be terrible at all. I did gymnastics when I was little. I was decent. And then I was tall, then I had to stop. So my mom did. So I like did it a little bit, but I'm not good at it. Too tall.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, it was good catching up. We'll do this again during spring training. Maybe McClanahan will drop by for a little wave, a little drive by.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Nice. Good idea. Okay.
Tell your family hi. And, that's that.
All right. Sweet.
This was good. I loved hearing about your monkey business.
Yep. Yep.
And don't ever bring coconuts to Monkey Island ever again.
Exactly. Learn that. That's the lesson learned. Or just do it and don't get bit or bitten. Bite? Bit? Don't get bitten. Don't get bit. Bit. That's the word we're looking for. You don't get bit. No, it's bit, right? Don't get bit by monkeys. And that's how we'll close it out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For our one-of-a-kind producer, the awesome shoemaking Robbie Scirocco, and Tyler Glasnow, the man who travels the world every offseason. I am Chris Rose. We will see you next time here on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. If you like what you're hearing and seeing here on the Chris Rose Rotation or on Baseball Today or anything else that we have on the JM Baseball YouTube channel, we want you to like it. We want you to subscribe to it. So give me the old thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button. Once again, you're not paying for a subscription. It just means that you're going to get alerts and everything when all these programs come to fruition.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.